We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Wide Nine. We look ahead, we look back, we talk football. Here's your host, Thomas G. Milliken the Fourth.
All right, well, all hope is lost locally already in football as we enter November, as usual around here. So I'm so frustrated with our local teams. We're going to go national first, starting with the college football playoff rankings hot off the presses. The top four, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Penn State. Clemson's number five, but if they win out, they'll be in. Do you have any hot takeaways from the first rankings, and what team outside the top five has the best chance to make it in the playoff?
Hot takes, huh? I think the team with the best chances is whoever wins the Pac-12 championship game and Georgia, because Georgia has a chance to win out and then beat either LSU or Alabama in the SEC championship game and then make it into the playoff.
That's it. There's no others unless. Unless Minnesota goes on, runs the table. But no, I think it's Georgia because of who they play.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I just don't think Oklahoma's that good.
But I think of all those
you
teams.
Think Minnesota
that
is?
No, but they're undefeated though. That's the reason. They would have beat Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Who has the best chance to have one loss though in the end? I think it's Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, the first playoff domino will fall this Saturday when LSU takes on Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Who do you want to win the game, and should the loser still have a chance to make the playoff?
I want LSU to win because, it's different. I think it's cool. I mean, it'd be great to have Coach O in the playoff. You know, he's got a great personality. Joe Burrow. I like LSU. I think they're fun to watch. And, yeah, if Alabama loses, and depending on what everything else happens, or even if LSU loses, they would have a chance to get in the playoff, no doubt about it.
I agree with that take. I mean, this all depends on the game, obviously. If LSU goes in there and somehow trounces Alabama,
right,
then no, I don't think they have a good chance. But assuming it's a close game, then I think both teams have a chance if they lose. I guess,
especially LSU, because the game's in Tuscaloosa.
Right. I guess I'm with you on the whole LSU Coach O thing. Although the problem is if Alabama loses, you're going to have Saban up there going, I tried to tell you guys, you guys tried to anoint us number one, and I tried to tell you weren't that good. And I just don't want to go through that whole rigmarole.
This could be a repeat of seven, 8 years ago when they played in the national title game again. And part of the reason they did that was because they played a 9-6 game where you really couldn't tell who the better team was.
And then the national title game was like
21-0, right?
It was such a bad game.
Yeah. The Big Ten has its own big matchup this Saturday as undefeated Penn State travels to Minnesota to take on the undefeated Golden Gophers. If P.J. Fleck and the Gophers win this game, do they suddenly garner playoff attention?
I mean, they'll get some, for sure, partially because Penn State's in the top four. But they have played nobody.
But their resume would be better than Clemson's by beating Penn State.
Maybe, I guess.
A playoff team.
Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, you know what their biggest win is so far?
South Dakota State.
Illinois, right?
Illinois is their biggest win. Illinois.
Hey, look what Michigan did against them. They struggled.
There's still one going away.
I mean, you think Michigan still belongs in a playoff based on yesterday.
I just said there's still a case that can be made.
If Minnesota wins Saturday, they definitely should be considered. Because
they're 18th, though. I mean, they got a long way to go.
I understand, but if they beat Penn State, they still have – look, it's not going to be easy for them. They still have, Iowa and Wisconsin left on their schedule, let alone – probably playing Ohio State for the Big Ten championship.
I think they'd have to win the Big Ten. I think they have to be undefeated to make the top
exactly.
four.
They're that team that, there's always one every year. I remember Miami was number two a few years ago, and they were no good.
Right.
But they had a chance to get in the playoff, at this time. It was even later in the year.
Yeah, they beat Notre Dame. They blew Notre Dame out down in South Florida.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
All right, so ESPN has their list going with the best one, with the college football celebration, 150 years and all that. They had their best game list come out the other night. Number one was Oklahoma, Nebraska, 1971.
That was a great game.
I mean, I didn't see it, obviously. I wasn't even born yet. Stoney's got the box score memorized.
No, but Johnny Rogers did have that great punt.
But in the lore of the game, yes. I think I can understand why it was. Personally, I would have had Texas and USC. I think that's everybody's favorite game. Yep. Number three was App State and Michigan. personally, okay, this was an upset, and it's one of the bigger upsets ever. But does it deserve to be number three?
No.
And is it really the greatest upset in college football history?
It's offensive, actually.
Michigan had a four-loss season that year.
You know, but Michigan was highly ranked coming in the season.
For the first game of the year, you don't know what these teams are.
I understand.
Texas was highly ranked this year.
I understand the significance of the upset, but there's no way that should be the third greatest game in college football
history. Is it the greatest upset ever?
I don't think it's I believe, even though Michigan wasn't good, Toledo beating Rich Rod's team was a bigger upset because Toledo absolutely sucked. Appalachian State was good. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with everything you guys said. I was having this debate with Greg. I didn't even think it was that great of a game, but Greg argues that it was a better game than he's given credit for. It was a good game. But, I mean, I have more of an issue with it being in the top five of greatest games ever played.
Right.
As far as upsets, because of where App State was at the time, I guess it's going to be certainly always be up
there. Stanford over USC with the point spread, that was a bigger upset.
Better coaching.
Well, there was no point spread in the Michigan game. Some say it would have been larger.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just don't think it deserves to be that high. All right, Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions have all been very frustrating to watch this year. Which team is frustrated you the most?
Michigan State. I mean, it's not even close because, look, I didn't necessarily think they were going to contend for the Big Ten championship, but I actually thought they were going to be okay. I thought their defense was going to be really good, and I thought their offense was going to be, I don't know, competent. They've been horrible to watch. They've been at times unwatchable, whereas the Lions have always been entertaining, and Michigan has obviously been playing better the last couple of weeks.
The key word being frustrating, and Michigan State, I think, has been the most disappointing of the three. There's no doubt about it. I mean, somebody said they had a historic defense. However, to me, frustration means watching games and you think your team's going to win. And to me, it's the Lions. They just frustrate the hell out of me.
All right. The frustration of the three local teams has led to many goals being unachieved this year. However, a few goals still remain on the table. What is more likely, Michigan State beating Michigan, Michigan beating Ohio State, or the Lions making the playoffs?
That's a toughie there, Tom, but I'm going to go with Michigan State beating Michigan. They always can come up with one. It's a rivalry game. Something crazy could happen. I know their offense blows. Michigan's offense isn't that great either. And Michigan State, you know, win it for D'Antonio. Who the hell knows what goes on in that locker room? They hate Michigan with such a passion, as you know. I think that's more likely, although I don't really think it's going to happen.
I don't think the Lions are going to make the playoffs. I think mathematically there's just too many teams ahead of them. So I eliminate that, and it comes down to the other two. And to me, it's a toss-up. I'm going to go with Michigan beating Ohio State, even though I think that's highly unlikely. Michigan State, to me, showed what they were about against Penn State. That was their, okay, what do you got? They had a bye beforehand, all the talk about it, and they came up with nothing.
What was the weather?
It was the weather. The weather. Okay. Assuming the weather's nice, I'll take Michigan over Ohio State.
All right, the Lions have led or been tied in every game this season but one, late in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left. If the Lions' defense was playing as good as it did in the second half last year, what would their record be?
8-0. It'd be 8-0.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, their offense has been playing very, very well. And, you know, they've been in every single game except for the very, very end of the Minnesota game. So if you're saying their defense is playing at a top six, top seven level as opposed to bottom two, and their offense is playing at a top five level, which is statistically what their offense has been, other than the whole Lion factor and one would even out until the offense. What you're suggesting is that
there's just no way the Detroit Lions would be undefeated halfway through the season.
Because they're the Lions.
Yeah, 6-2.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'll rephrase the question. If NFL Team X had a top seven defense and a top five offense, what would the record be?
I'd ask you what the X stands for.
It could be any team.
Do you know that they've never been better than 6-2 in my life at the eight game point? And you just said they'd be undefeated.
If the scenario you just laid out was
but they're
happening.
The Lions.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Okay, taking to that pound, I'd say 3-4-1.
Okay.
I'm going to say 7-1. The Green Bay game, they actually played really good defense, and the refs took it from them.
All right, this is my favorite one on the list today. Everybody lambasted the Raiders when they traded Khalil Mack to the Bears last season. The trade netted the Raiders' potential rookie of the year, Josh Jacobs, as well as the Bears' first-round pick next year, which currently is number 11. The Raiders also have $71 million in cap space next year, while the Bears have just $12 million, and they don't have a franchise quarterback. Did the Oakland Raiders win the Khalil Mack trade?
Preliminary indications say yes, they did, and because of what Mayock and Gruden did draft-wise. It's that simple.
No, it's not that simple. I say the Bears still won. They got the better player. And the Raiders are 4-4. Way to go. What does that get you? I mean, are we?
You just hate Gruden.
We're celebrating 4-4.
That's so, no celebration here.
12. He's looking down the line.
The Bears. What the Bears get out of it? They're gonna end up with no playoff wins out of the Khalil Mack trade because these idiots have spent so much money. Now they have nowhere to go, and they got a quarter. They don't have a quarterback, so they're gonna have to.
Okay, but that happened before they got Khalil Mack. They did their whole Trubisky to Patrick Mahomes to Deshaun Watson mess. That was before they got Khalil Mack.
They shouldn't have made the trade. They weren't ready to win.
Okay.
That's the whole point of it.
They won the division last year. They hosted a playoff game last year.
And what did it get them?
Their kicker blew it.
As many playoff wins as the Detroit Lions have in the last 20 years.
You're absolutely right. Well, I'm sorry. I must have missed the Raiders' haul of playoff wins over the last. Raiders had one winning season in 20 years.
I think the Raiders are going to be a real good team in the next
couple
like
the
years.
Jets?
No, I never said the Jets would be a real good team. I just said you shouldn't eliminate them.
Yeah, I'm still feeling pretty good about that.
You take the Raiders out tomorrow.
I might not do that yet.
All right, one more. Every NFL team has now played at least half their regular season games. What team that is 500 or worse will make the playoffs? Raiders. And what two teams will play in Super Bowl 54?
The Chargers. The team that I eliminated last week.
You took them out?
I did.
Ooh.
I did. I kept the Browns in, and I took the Chargers out last week, right? In the Eliminator? I think I did that. Yeah.
The Super Bowl will be between the Saints and the Patriots, and the aforementioned Raiders will be the team, if there is one, who's 500 or worse to make the playoffs.
I would love to see Breeze Brady. We should have had it last year. We got robbed.
I'm going to say Saints-Ravens.
Ooh.
Johnny Harbaugh, baby. My guy.
Not the Raiders?
Maybe the Raiders. I mean, they're so good. They won the Khalil Mack trade, for God's sakes. Actually, if they had Khalil Mack, I'd pick the Raiders. That's the Wide Nine. Jamie and Stoney. On 97.1, The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.